The Big Sandy Women's Business Symposium is a place for aspiring and established women in business to network and learn how to become more effective in the workplace and in their daily lives. Morning keynote speaker Dr. Diane Leverage shared with the audience her experiences becoming a leader in the field of electrical engineering and the importance of defining your personal success and identifying the barriers you have placed between yourself and your goals. Following her speech, audience members had the option to attend one of two breakout sessions. One of those was about the different attitudes and preferences people bring to the workplace. The class was taught by communication trainer Rochelle Burchett. She says that when participating in a group project, it's important to remember that it's not personal, it's personality.
Think about communicating with people. People think take it personal most often, but it's really not personal. It's their personality style. If you know how to actually relate to each individual person based upon how their personality relates, it'll bring amazing results.
Burchett demonstrated the differences in personalities by administering a personality test, which separated the group into four categories of thinkers and asking them to discuss their conversational preferences. Following lunch and a networking break, the afternoon's keynote speaker was introduced. Sally Baskey is a CSP, or Certified Speaking Professional. She is a humorist and motivational speaker who explains the importance of laughter in the workplace and in life.
Laughter is therapy, and it is a physiological process that we use, our body uses, to deal with pain. And sometimes that pain is brought on by, could be boredom, could be anger, could be hurt. And we just don't naturally think laughter is appropriate, but it's so appropriate.
Julie Roberts is one of the 120 women who attended the symposium. She says she will be taking Baskey's advice.
I absolutely took away to laugh at myself more. The stresses of business ownership and management are take their toll on you, and sometimes you do just have to stop and laugh at what's going on.
If you're looking to improve office morale at your own company, Baskey says one easy and quick way to do it is to harness the power of toys. She recommends rubber chickens and Groucho Marx glasses. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.